Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, How Can Portland Homeowners Distinguish Between Different Rodent Types? Hear scratching in your walls? You're not alone. Portland homeowners lose thousands each year treating the wrong rodent problems. Today, we'll help you become a rodent detective in just 2 minutes. Trust me, knowing the difference between rats and mice could save you some serious cash. Let's start with the basics. Size and shape. Think of rats as the linebackers of the rodent world. They're bulky, measuring 7 to 10 inches long with stocky builds. Mice are more like running backs, quick and nimble, only 2 to 4 inches long with slender builds. Here's a fun way to remember their head shapes. Rats have faces like tiny angry triangles, while mice look like they're wearing tiny round helmets. Now, let's talk about how these critters move around your house. Rats are like that cautious friend who always takes the same route to work. They stick to walls and corners, creating their own rodent highways. Mice? They're like caffeinated teenagers at a mall, bouncing everywhere, exploring everything. Rats prefer the cover of darkness, while mice are equal opportunity troublemakers, active day and night. Here's where it gets really interesting. The evidence they leave behind. Rat droppings look like dark brown almonds with pointed ends, while mouse droppings are more like burnt rice grains with rounded tips. And their gnaw marks? Rats leave rough cuts that look like someone went at your baseboards with dollar store scissors, while mice leave precise little marks like they're using tiny woodworking tools. Let me share a quick story. Last month, a client in SE Portland spent $800 on rat treatment when they actually had mice. The contractor spotted the difference right away. Those tiny rice-shaped droppings and pencil-width entry holes were classic mouse calling cards. That's 800 bucks that could have been saved with the right identification. Here's your homework for tonight. Grab a flashlight and play detective. Scan your baseboards for droppings. Remember, almond size means rats, rice size means mice. It's that simple. This basic check could save you from making an expensive mistake on the wrong treatment. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.